Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton. It is our top local story now. Officials in Orange County are calling on Governor Newsom to allow the return of youth sports games and competitions. KNX 1070's Margaret Cuero live for us at Tustin Sports Park.
Standing behind home plate on a baseball field here, they say getting young athletes back out competing is important. Orange County Supervisor Don Wagner.
Our children learn enormous amounts about themselves, about the world, about competition. They learn to win. More importantly, they often learn to lose. They learn to push themselves. They learn to work as a team. And none of that learning is getting done today.
Justin Roswell with the Baseball Factory has been involved in youth baseball for 25 years.
With the limited things we've had going on over the last 7 months, it's really restricted those high school baseball players from being seen by college coaches. We forced our athletes to go to Arizona. We forced our athletes to go to Utah. We've taken the money from our state and bringing it to other states.
He challenged Governor Newsom to provide a timeline and action plan for youth sports competitions to resume. All involved insist it can be done safely with the proper protocols in place. Reporting live in Tustin, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio. Well,
some undergraduate students at Chapman University in Orange are returning to campus today for in-person classes despite a recent COVID-19 outbreak among the school community. The school announced last month it would start optional in-person classes, but only 35% of students had opted to return. They'll have to undergo weekly testing for a month. Last week, Chapman was hit with a coronavirus outbreak attributed to a community spread, which infected at least 37 students. The leader of Los Angeles Unified School District says as the pandemic drags on, so too does the LAUSD's massive financial struggle.
This year has been one of great challenge.
Since the pandemic started, campuses closed. LAUSD students and their parents have been able to take part in the grab-and-go meal service. It keeps entire families fed.
Today we'll cross 70 million meals. It's the largest school-based relief effort in our nation's history.
Superintendent Austin Buettner says the tab is enormous, the district bearing the cost on its own to feed parents.
Each day, more than 100,000 people are receiving help.
And right now, the LA School District providing 500 students at 9 LAUSD schools with free one-on-one tutoring, mostly younger students struggling with distance learning and learning English. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Police have caught a man accused of sexual assault following a 90-minute standoff in a building on the Paramount Studios lot in Hollywood. Fullerton police investigators had been looking for the man and learned he worked at the studios. They found him outside before they say he pulled out a knife. Fullerton Police Corporal Billy Food tells KNX beanbag rounds and a taser were used on the man before he ran off and into the building on the studio lot.
Los Angeles Police Department was there to attempt to contact and negotiate with him for a surrender, and ultimately officers entered the building.
They quickly took the man into custody. He was taken to a local hospital for self-inflicted knife injuries. Baldwin Park police are conducting an arson investigation into a fire that damaged an official ballot drop box, along with lots of ballots that were inside that box. A man who saw the fire in the box outside the Baldwin Park Library last night telling CBS 2 News it was pretty upsetting to see it. He hopes the box can be relocated in a safer place so people can still use it. So
maybe they can put it somewhere else, maybe at the police station, at the fire department, where it can be watched, you know, because we need to have this because it's it's difficult times right now. I mean, some people don't want to go out to go vote.
Police took custody of the damaged ballots, and the Los Angeles County Registrar of Voters office will now have to decide whether any of them can still be counted or if there's a way to contact voters whose burned ballots can't be tallied. If you haven't registered to vote yet, today is your last day.
Here's California Secretary of State Alex Padilla.
Deadline is midnight, October 19th. So don't put it off. Do it sooner rather than later if you haven't registered to vote or updated your registration for that matter. You have until midnight to do so.
Padilla says you will still get your ballot in time if you register today.
So you'll get it within the week, ample time for you to fill it out and send it back by mail or deliver it to any official ballot drop box or any in-person voting location on or before Election Day.
He also says if you've moved, you should go onto the state's voter registration website today and check your address. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And you can register through our website, KNX1070.com. Could happen. We could end up with two virtual victory parades here in Los Angeles, one for the Lakers, of course, and one possibly for the Dodgers. If the boys in blue can pull off a World Series win over the Rays, they're into the World Series after pulling off a huge comeback against the Braves.
The Dodgers had never done this before, been down 3-1 in a 7-game series, and then come back to win, but they pulled it off this time to take the National League pennant and a trip to the World Series. Fans are thinking this could be the year.
It's amazing. Hopefully they make it.
Oh, yeah, you got to believe, man, all the time.
People will be reliving that moment over and over again. Cody Bellinger's shot to right field that ultimately gave them the win. Charlie Steiner with the call.
Bellinger with a fly ball to right field. Cody Bellinger has just given the Dodgers a 4-3 lead.
This will mark the Dodgers' third trip to the World Series in the last 4 years. They actually haven't won a World Series since 1988. That's a 32-year drought. In L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.